The attribute needed to attain a completion one's Torah learning corresponding to the 30th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Oyehev Es HaBriah, is one who loves the creations of Hashem, particularly his fellow Jews. And the commentaries give two explanations. One is because, like it says by Aaron HaKohen, Oyehev Es HaBriah Yisum Mekor V'Lam HaTorah, one who loves his creations, Hashem creations, his fellow Jews, and he brings them close to the Torah. If you truly love somebody, then you're going to try to bring the best for them about, and try to help them in the best possible way. And that is only to bring them close to Torah, because closeness to the Torah, closeness to Hashem, is the ultimate good. Furthermore, it says from our sages, more than a person learns from his rabbis and from his friends, he learns from his students. He has to explain things clearly and get things, understand them very well before he can pass them on. And they ask him good questions, which he has to respond to. So he'll delve into the matter deeper, and that will bring him to a deeper, clearer, better understanding of his Torah learning. That brings us to the sphere of the day, is Gevura Shebehoid, the strength within the glory, within the thanks. And the idea of being a person that always has to look into the great, strong things that Hashem does in this world. Sometimes He does miracles out of strength, like the plagues in Mitzrayim. But each one of us can really relate in our own personal lives things that Hashem has done for us out of strength, whether it had been to save us from someone or something, or so on and so forth. And we have to pay attention to all these strengths of Hashem and to thank Him for them, because they're there to help us. As well as, a person has to realize that in order to properly thank Hashem, and that he shouldn't become lax in it, he has to do it with great strength. He shouldn't let it go by the wayside. He should strengthen himself against his evil inclination to hold him back from thanking Hashem. As far as our interpersonal relationships, us and our fellow man, a person has to realize that in order to properly thank your friend, you have to return the favor, and the best way to return the favor is with an eternal good. And therefore, any ideas or advice or tricks that one has to conquer his own evil inclination, he should try to share that with his friend to help him overcome his evil inclination, and through that thank him and repay the good.